Today we're having some fun and we're listening to Lewis from Ant-Man recap Iron Man. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and I know it's been a while since I've podcasted, so thank you all for listening. And the concept here is pretty simple. I'm trying to use the vocal cadence of Lewis from Ant-Man, Michael Peña, and honestly one of the funniest segments Marvel's ever thought up in one of their movies, where he recounts a story, and in this case, it's the plot of Iron Man. I did a couple of numerous takes of it. My goal here is to match the cadence of his voice. I attempted an accent before, but there's no way that sounds good coming from me, and I'm trying to avoid offending people versus entertaining. So this is what I came up with. I really hope you enjoy it. Okay, so there's this dude named Tony Stark, and he makes real big guns, and I'm not talking machine guns and stuff. I'm talking missiles that have missile babies and wreck mountains for the government type guns. Anyway, he's super talented, but really aloof and doesn't take stuff seriously, so the dude from the Big Lebowski has to step in at award shows and be like, I'm sorry, he really wants to be here, but he's actually busy at the crafts table and sleeping with reporters, and then Pepper has to kick him out in the morning because she says, I take out the trash, and the implication being that the trash is the lady, which is real cold and a classic example of patriarchal values interfering with being a good ally. Anyway, he goes off the next morning with his boy Rhodey to show that missile I told you about, and that goes well, but on the way home, his ride gets attacked, and in a classic example of irony, an explosive with his name on it lands right in front of him and explodes. Then he wakes up, and he finds out he's got a car battery keeping him alive, keeping the shrapnel away from his chest, and terrorists want him to make a missile for him. And so he teams up with the dude who saved his life, Jensen, who's trying to get back to his family, to make an Iron Man suit to help them escape. And then they're ready to escape, and Tony's about to head out, the suit needs more time, so Jensen's like, no, I got this, and he distracts a terrorist using a machine gun, because in the M. Night twist, his family's been dead the whole time, so Tony gets mad sad like my dude Morrissey, and he fights his way out and gets found by Rhodey in the middle of the desert. Once he gets found, he asks for Burger King and a real obvious bit of product placement, and then tells everyone, I know we make weapons, but we're not making weapons anymore, and Big Lebowski is pissed and does a hostile takeover to shut Tony out. But Tony can still see that his weapons are being used by the terrorists he's escaped from, so he's like, I'm gonna make a better Iron Man suit, so he goes through a comedy of errors to make it, kind of like my dude Scott did with the Ant-Man suit. Then again, those stories are really similar, and then he goes and saves people from the terrorists. And I remember there are a bunch of news reports going on, and I was telling my guy Steve that, hey, they should call this guy Iron Man. Isn't that a perfect name for him? And Steve was like, they're already doing that, and you probably heard them doing it and subconsciously internalized that information. And I said, no, I would remember that. Can we sue them for copyright infringement? And he was like, well, no, unless you have a registered trademark, that's not gonna work. Also, I'm your criminal defense lawyer, and we're about to talk about your plea deal, so we can focus on that instead. Anyway, and then we find out that Big Lebowski isn't just bad. He's hired a bunch of terrorists to kidnap your supposed best friend and then steal the arc reactor out of your chest to make your own Iron Man bad. So Tony is dying, but his mostly incompetent robo arm saves the day, gives him the old reactor so he can live and stop Lebowski. But Tony doesn't have much juice, so he's gonna trick Lebowski into making his suit fail, and then we have Pepper make a bunch of lightning fire into the sky, which was the first time that happened. It's happened a lot since then, which she's pretty sure will kill him, but we know there won't because there's an Iron Man too, and Lebowski loses. Then S.H.I.E.L.D. is telling Tony, hey, just say Iron Man's your bodyguard and everything will be fine, but because he's still a loose cannon and Tony likes to live dangerously, he tells everyone, I'm Iron Man. The press goes crazy. And just when you think the movie is over, Tony comes home to a dude in an eye patch. He's like, you want to be an Avenger? I'm sorry, you wanted to know if we had the Iron Man documentary on Blu-ray or not?
All right, everyone, thank you for indulging me. If you'd like to hear more, please let me know. Thanks. This has been episode 20 of Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to sign up for the Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, where you see all my latest blog posts, including the podcast posts. See you next time, everybody.